As the United States considers military action against Libya, American troops remain on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Iraq, the U.S. is winding down its military presence 8 years after the start of the war there. The anniversary is this coming weekend. We want to take a moment now to remember those who've gone missing during the conflict in Iraq and remain missing at this time. Among them, Staff Sergeant Ahmed Cozy Altai of Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Iraqi-American vanished more than 4 years ago while he was visiting his wife's family in central Baghdad. The search for Altai and 13 other people involved with the U.S.-led coalition is being conducted by the U.S. military's Personnel Recovery Division in Iraq. Colonel Michael Infante is in charge of the group. He says he and his team never give up hope of finding Altai alive.
I'm not going to go tell anybody that he's probably dead. And none of the folks that work in the Personnel Recovery Division are going to say that either. And that's how we go about it. Now, does it always turn out good? No, but in a way, if they're not alive, at least we get the remains and get them home to their families so they can have some type of closure.
The U.S. military has a long tradition of accounting for all of the men and women it sends to war. Tracking down leads on missing personnel can be grueling work, though, especially in places such as Iraq. Colonel Infante gives an example of one man whose remains were recently recovered, a Pakistani man who disappeared late last year.
We found him in the middle of the desert, 62 miles away from where the ambush that he was involved in took place. I mean, there was nothing out there, nothing, and we still found him.
Colonel Infante is no stranger to searches like these. As a battalion commander in Iraq in May of 2007, a group of his men was ambushed while out on patrol. Three of them wound up missing.
We found Corporal Anzac's body 11 days later, and then it was about 13 months later that we were able to locate Sergeant Jimenez and PFC Fadi's remains. So I know it, and it rips your guts out. But you go and you keep driving out after them, and you don't stop.
Colonel Infante and the other members of the Personnel Recovery Division are working against the clock in Iraq. The U.S. military is due to withdraw its forces from there by the end of this year. The work won't end when they leave, though. His group will transfer the MIA files over to U.S. Central Command and the State Department. Colonel Infante says the search will go on in conjunction with a search by Iraqi authorities until the last missing person is accounted for.